Now 7 dead from severe weather. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Indiana State Police say 2 people have been killed and buildings damaged in Sullivan, Indiana, south of Terre Haute. That storm also knocking out the county's 911 call center. Tupelo, Mississippi, a tornado has partially collapsed a tire plant and damaged several vehicles. 4 people are dead in Arkansas from tornadoes that touched down Friday in Wynn and in Little Rock, where the police are warning would-be looters.
We will do all that we can to secure those areas, to make sure that there's no looting that takes place. We will enforce the law to the highest extent for those that believe they can come into the area and take advantage of this horrific event. We will not allow it to happen.
Little Rock's Assistant Police Chief Andre Dyer. Hurricane force winds have collapsed the roof of a theater in Belvidere, Illinois.
We know now that that severe storm system killed at least 1 person and at least 28 people are injured. And we now know that it was a Morbid Angel concert that was going on here. The sign of the theater just completely torn off. If you look at the top of the roof, you can also see debris. That's how strong these winds were.
Maddie Hicks of Fox Weather. Tornado watches continue for parts of Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi. It was a week ago that tornadoes ripped through parts of Mississippi, killing more than 20 people. President Biden tried to comfort the residents of Rolling Fork on Friday.
We'll do everything. Everything that's legally within my power to do to be of assistance to the people in this community.
The New York indictment against former President Trump remains sealed, but details are leaking out.
2 people familiar with the matter tell the Associated Press former President Donald Trump faces multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least 1 felony offense. Court officials say he will be arrested and arraigned next Tuesday.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
North Carolina's Corrections Department has decided that convicted double killer Alec Murdaugh will serve his life sentence in an 8-by-10-foot cell in a special protective custody unit at an unspecified maximum security state prison. Murdaugh has virtually no chance of parole for killing his wife and son. St. Petersburg, Florida, the search for a 2-year-old boy missing since his mother was found murdered Wednesday has ended. The child's body discovered in the mouth of an alligator in a lake not far from their apartment. Police plan to charge the boy's father with their murders. In Philadelphia, commuters who witnessed a shooting did more than record it with their cell phones.
Philadelphia train passengers pinned down a gunman until the police arrive, and it's all captured on video. It happened on a SEPTA train after police say the man shot a 19-year-old. Cops say the gunman ran onto a train platform. That's as far as he got as people jumped on him. The video showing cops quickly arriving on the scene and taking over, handcuffing the suspect. The victim listed in stable condition. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Pope Francis has been released from a Rome hospital. The Vatican says he plans to celebrate a Palm Sunday Mass. An American soldier killed nearly 79 years ago during World War II will be coming home soon.
Staff Sergeant Edgar L. Mills was on board a B-17G aircraft when it was shot down in July 1944. He was one of 11 crew members on a bombing raid over Germany. While 6 parachuted to safety, Mills and 4 others were believed to have remained on board. The 25-year-old from Tampa, Florida, was declared dead in 1951. Human remains were only discovered in 2018. Through DNA, dental records, and anthropological analysis, scientists can now say they belong to Mills. He'll now be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.